We'll start from the Gemara of Ches Mabiz, the second line from the Talmud to Datta. I'm Rabbi Levi Mishmar Meir. Shtei sukkah shal yod shem zu lifnei mizu, ha-pnimiyas ein sukkah v'chayavet mezuzah, v'chitzon sukkah u'ptur min mezuzah. So this scenario over here is you have two completely separate sukkahs, a sukkah inside of a sukkah. The way it would work is people who would be in the marketplace, they would build like an inner chamber and an external chamber. The inner chamber is where they'd sleep, they'd store all their finished goods, and the external chamber, the external sukkah closer to the fair, is where they would kind of be making things as they went on. That's where they'd be doing their productivity, their artistry, their fashioning of the material. So you have two sukkahs, one inside the other one. So the Gemara here says, "Lifnim, sorry, a pnimis ain't a sukkah. The inside one is not a sukkah, and chayav mezuzah. It's obligated to make presents on the inside one. The reason why Rashi went out of here is because that's where you live all year long." You live there all year round, which means that you're not making anything different for the Shem Chag. There's nothing here that is standing out as being unique with the Shem Chag. And for that reason, we're not going to allow a person to stay in that inner sukkah. On sukkah, is basically his house. And because it's his house, it's chayav in a mezuzah. The external one, achitzona, is a sukkah, because that's not where usually you sleep. You know, usually you make things there and you bring it into your dwelling, which is in the inner sukkah, the inner hut. So over here, if you would move your bed to the external one, that's different. And clearly, you'd be staying there with Shem Sukkah. And therefore, it would be considered a proper Sukkah. And since it's not a real living quarter, Ptur min mezuzah. You don't have to put a mezuzah on that area. Where it says, why that second part of why you put it from a mezuzah on the external one, even if it's good Sukkah, why you put it from a mezuzah? Tehavi chitzona ki beis shar pnimis. Betis chayv mezuzah. Should the external one not be like a base shar, like an entranceway, a porch, a walkthrough to get to the inner sukkah? And if the inner sukkah is a real, again, it's not a sukkah as far as it's not kosher sukkah, but it's a real living area. So again, it's like a beit shar, a gateway to get to the actual home, is chayav in the sukkah. At least in a derabanan, like Rashi, that's a derabanan. Midrabanan, the entranceway to your real home is chayav in a mezuzah, midrabanan. It's no different. You have a real home we're saying right now. That's chayav mezuzah on it. The inner part is chayav mezuzah. It's a real home. The external part, even if it's kosher for sukkah, we should still say that it's like a beis shar. It's like an opening to get to the actual inner chamber, the inner living area, which is not a kosher sukkah. But the external one should now be chayav mezuzah as any other entranceway would be to a real dwelling place. Chayav mezuzah in a mezuzah. So that's the answer. We're saying mishum lokvi. That's the reason why. Because the inner one is not really a kavua living area. Meaning nothing's really kavua. The external one's not kavua. And the one that it's really opening for is also not kavua. Look at Rashi. So Rashi's over here. He says, mishum lokvi lo zu velo zu. Davar kavua. Neither one is a davar kavua. V'ein ha'pnim is chashuv lios la beishar. The inner one is not... And usually what happens is you have the external one is kind of like tufel. It's playing an active role for the more inner one. If the inner one is chashuv, then the external one also is chashuv by association. Good. But if the inner one is not so chashuv, it's not so kavua, it's not so chashuv, then the external one, which is serving the inner one, is also not going to be so chashuv because it's serving a non-so chashuv inner one, which makes it also not so chashuv. And that's what Mishum Lo Kviya means, since the internal one is not so important, even though it is more of a living condition than the external one, that's why it's not really a sukkah, that's why it's chayav mezuzah, but if the external one is serving that one, it's not enough of a chashuv place to allow the external one to be chayav mezuzah because of the internal one. Okay. Gemara has now a ton of rabbanon. The final part before we get to the next Mishnah, a ton of rabbanon, ganvach, which stands for, it's an acronym for Sukkas goyim, gimels goyim, sukkas nashim, nun is nashim, behema, and kutim. Ganvach, goyim, nashim, behema, kutim. A sukkah, which means a hut that was made, Rashi explains over here, that was made for shade reasons, by non-Jews, or by women, or for animals, or for kutim, which again, where there's a question as to their religious association, who they're with, if they're Jewish or not Jewish, but they're making these permanent structures, these huts that were made for the sake of shade. Or then the Gemara says over here, or if not any sukkah mikol makom, or any other sukkah that's even less than those, Rashi points out over here. A sukkah even less sukkah-like than these four we just mentioned. Those are all kshera. They're all kosher sukkahs to, if you would live in those huts that were built, it would be kosher. That's actually the next one we'll get to in a minute. Ubilvad, as long as it's properly schacht, long as you have schach on it, that's a significant amount that would be considered appropriate lalacha. So Gemara says, what does that mean? What does it mean is appropriate amount of schach? Halachic schach. Rashi, what's that over here? What? Because it's not a normal sukkah. You could have worse schach on it. And it's kosher now. It's got two negatives. Make a, it's like math. Minus times a minus is a plus. What does it mean that as long as it's properly schach? What would you have thought? You know, of course, everything is properly schach. Why is it worse sukkah? You know, why are we thinking it's not properly schach? Gemara says, no. Amar Rechiz explains, that doesn't mean it's properly schach. It means who shall sell with sale sukkah. Has to be done, according to Rashi, extra level of schach. Not just bare minimum level of schach. Has to be made in a way when it's clear that there's extra schach here, l'shem sukkahs. That's what Rashi over here says. Look at Rashi, Amar Rechizda. He says, when it says over here, Haiki Hilchasa, the Gamar, Hushamus, Musuchechas Yafa. It was really, you see what that is? It was really well covered. The Mukacha Milsa, Sha'asiyasa, Harishona, Letzel, Haisav, Lolitzniz, Ba'alma. Because then you're showing that the original building of such a hut, which is not usually made with the same sukkah, we'll see later on why, because no one here who has it is chayv in a sukkah. So normally it's not made with the same sukkah, maybe in the same tznius, maybe the same just modesty and privacy. But if you have extra amount of schach on top, it clearly was made with the same tzel, the same sukkah, and therefore you could only live in a sukkah of those kind if it was made with a little extra level of protection that shows that you really did it not for privacy, but for shelter and shade. So the Gemara now points out one more thing it didn't understand the first time around. We said over here, these four were frankly any sukkah. What's that any sukkah coming to include? What does it mean, mikol makom? What's it coming to include? Lasuyimai, to include what? Lasuyim sukkah rakbash. Another set of four, an acronym of four sukkahs that are apparently, according to this opinion, even lower sukkah levels than the first four we mentioned. What's rakbash stand for? Tan Rabbana, we learned in the Braisa, the rabbis taught us, sukkahs rakbash is sukkahs roim. Reish is Roim, Kuf is Kaitzim, Borgnin, Shomrei Peros. So again, what it means, a sukkah is Roim, a sukkah of shepherds, a sukkah of Kaitzim, according to Rashi, it's when someone would be drying out, they want to lay out their fruits, or some of their material to let it dry out. That's what Kaitzim is. You put a little hut there to kind of oversee that it doesn't get taken, doesn't get stolen, is drying properly. Borgnin we had earlier on, remember we had Borgnin and Gimel Mabez, we had Borgnin. That it acts as like a bridge between the two cities. It's like this hut people would it was this, I got a corner Rashi back, as you mentioned earlier on, the Shomrei Ir, like a guard's tower, a watchtower. And again,
inside the hut?
No, it would be outside, so I guess the sun hits it, but you're living nearby, I guess, to kind of protect it, make sure that to oversee it. The Borgen in the corner Rashi we had enough Gimel and Bays. Was this like this hut made out of reeds for the purpose of either, again, of watching fruit we just mentioned, or of hunting and trapping birds. It was some sort of a function as a certain for a certain reason. So these types of structures, a borgnin like this, as long as it is, again, this is the bays, a sukkah's borgnin, it was built as a hut, it looked like a kosher sukkah for the purpose of, according to Rashi, either guarding the city or guarding the fruits or trapping things. There's a little hut. And the final one is the shin, which is sukkah shomrei perus, a sukkah made for those who again, as Rashi says, the Borgen was actually, according to Rashi, on Gimel Beis, it was for shomrei perus, but it's a sukkah that was made to, again, to watch over your fruits that were laying out, that were being protected. And then again, we said sukkah mekol makom, or any sukkah even less than those four examples we just brought down. But we see over here, rakbash, with these be Roim, Kaitzim, Borgenin, and Shomrei Peros. According to Rashi, the Chiddush, not the Chiddush, but the reason why these second four are more significant, according to this opinion, than the first we mentioned, which was Ganvach, is that the second four are people who are Chayv in Sukkah. People who are living there, people who are Chayv in Sukkah, Jews. So the first four people who are not Chayv in Sukkah, they're not Jews, but they're more established, and they would really kind of stay put where they were. And that's why that may be more sukkah-esque than the ones that are in these. These are more moving around. You kind of you break them down, you build them up again. People at least who live there are people who are chayv in a sukkah. So we have over here these two sets of four. Neither one of them is such a strong-looking sukkah. But there's a hierarchy. According to one opinion, the first four is better than the second four. According to the second opinion, the second four is better than the first four.
Why would the second four be better than
the first? So the Gemara has asked a question right now. The Gemara, again, sukkah be called what's according to the...
Second
set
have to have the same strength.
Right now, the Gemara says the same thing we just said, right? So the Gemara says here, as long as it is properly schacht. What does it mean? Kilkasam, like Kilkasam, same Gemara we had earlier, Mar Chizda, which is Elitzel Sukkah. Again, it's made extra shame, as you pointed out, and that it's going to be clearly made the shame sale, not the shame privacy. Gemara says, again, Mikol Makom Lasui Mai, what does Mikol Makom come to include? Lasui Sukkah's Ganvach. So now we have over here two detailed acronyms of a group of four. At the end of that group of four, it says Sukkah Mikol Makom, which means even things less than those four. And we have the other set being less than those four, meaning in the first group we had Sukkah's Ganvach, and less than that is Sukkah's Rakbash. And the second one down, we have a Sukkah Rakbash, and the end of that is Sukkah's Ganvach. One of you wants to understand why would one be strong on the other one? How do we explain the hierarchy here? So which is the following? So it depends on which one we have two different accounts. One says Ganvach is the major and Rakbash is secondary. One says Rakbash is the major and Ganvach is secondary. What are those two opinions based on? It says the Gemara, Haitana the Ganvach, the one who brought down that Ganvach was the main four, and then the Kamakam was Lasui Rakbash. Alima le ganvach. Alima means it's stronger. The goyim nashim, behema and kutim is stronger than the rakbash. Why? Bishum tikvi, because they're more they're fixed. They're set. They're built and they usually stay in that place. So it's a stronger hut. It's not something that's broken down and put back together often. Goyim and nashim, again, they have a place they would live and they would live in that place. It would stay that way for a period of time, and therefore it's stronger than rakbash. Look, Lasui Rakbash, again, Mikatani, Mikomakum, it's coming to say Mikomakum about Ganvach, Lasui Rakbash, Lokvi, because Rakbash was not so set. People were shepherds, would break down, you know, as they would go. Borgen in also, when the fruits were finished, or not the fruits, but the watch area of the city, they would put it somewhere else, they would build it somewhere else. Those second four of Rakbash were not as fixed, they were not as set and established. And therefore, less likely to be kosher, but we say in the end, there's Mikomakum, it's still kosher.
The first ones are more established.
Correct. Ganvach more than Rakbash. And the one who says, Haitan and the Rakbash, the one who says Rakbash, I mean, Komakam is include Ganvach, Alimele Rakbash, Rakbash is stronger, more likely to be a kosher sukkah than Ganvach, the Bnei Chiyuvah Ninu. Because at least those are maybe people who are obligated to sit in the sukkah, assuming it's a Jewish shepherd, a Jewish watchman of the drying fruits, a Jewish person living, guarding the city, or a Jewish person guarding the fruits. Therefore, at least they're chayav in a sukkah, so it makes sense that we should be able to use our sukkahs for a sukkah. V'tan mikol makom, and that author says mikol makom lasui ganvach, to include the four of goyim nashim, behem and kutim, because all those four types of people, the lav b'nei chiyuv b'nei hu, they're not obligated to have a sukkah. And therefore, rakbash would be more sukkah-like, quicker to us accept as a sukkah, than ganvach would be. Okay, I bring this to the Mishnah, Daf Testament Aleph. Let's continue a little further. The mission now, again, we finished our, just to quickly recap, we have it until now, we have the board in front of us. So we have this two sukkahs of Yotzrim, the two sukkahs of the person who makes the artist, the sukkah that's the internal one, and there we say you're not allowed to make a sukkah out of that, but you are chayv mezuzah out of that. And then we have the sukkah of the external one where you're allowed to make a sukkah out of that one, but you're patur mezuzah on that one. We asked the question, why would it be that the external one is patur? If the internal one is chayv, shouldn't we say it's like a beis shar? The external one's a beis shar, it's like an opening for the one that you're chayv for. Therefore, just like we have a beis shar, an entranceway to a real home, you're chayv to put a mezuzah on the entranceway. So watch this external sukkah be different than that. So we say, because what a beis shar is leading to is a real home. It's a real kavua home. But since over here, our beis shar, or our external sukkah, is leading into a sukkah, it's not so kavua itself. It's not where you really live. You live there while you're at the fair. It's not your real home. So based upon that, we're going to say that it's not chayv and a mezuzah acting as a beis shar. It doesn't act that way. That was part one. Then we had Ganvach versus Rakbash. Again, Goyim, Nashim, Behim, and Kutim is Ganvach. And Rakbash is Roim, Kaitzim, Borgenin, and Shomri Peros. And the difference between whether or not we hold that Ganvach is the stronger level of Sukkah, these four, is if you hold it based on how Kavua the Sukkah is, how much it's going to stay and be put. And Ganvach will be a real established place people will stay for a period of time, while Rakbash kind of moves in and out, moves along. And if you hold, it's Rakbash is the main four we're talking about here. It's because they're Bnei Chiyuvah, they're Rakbash, they're Roim, the Kaitzim, the Borgenin, and the Shomri Peros are Jews, and therefore they're Bnei Chiyuvah, while the Ganvach are not people who are obligated to sit in Sukkah, and that's why maybe the Sukkah of the Rakbash would be more fit than the Sukkah of the Ganvach. That brings us to Daf Tesman Aleph, the Mishnah. It says the Mishnah the following. Sukkah, Yeshena, Yeshana, Beishamai, Posen, Beishil, Machshirin. An old Sukkah. Sukkah, that's an old sukkah. We'll see what Gemara will describe, Mishnah will describe what an old sukkah means. An old sukkah, Beis Shammai says it's pasul, and Beis Hillel says it's kosher. We assume right now when it says old sukkah and it says kosher, according to Beis Hillel, it means it was a sukkah that was made with the intention of, come join us, with the intention of l'shem tzel. Ah, thank you, appreciate that. L'shem tzel. We just started the Mishnah and Daf Testament Aleph. That was for me or for you?
I pulled it for everyone.
Oh, okay.
But once already broken.
Perfect. Okay, we're starting right now. Sukkah Mishnah. We just finished the Daf Testament Beis. We're now starting Testament Aleph, the whole new Mishnah. So Sukkah Yeshana, an old Sukkah.
Loaded with cold, so for your sake, I'm going to sit here.
Yeah, no problem. You want to sit where?
I'm just going to sit here because I don't want to catch it.
I won't catch it. I'm a strong anti-cold person.
Me too.
Okay. An older sukkah, Beis Shammai says it's pasul, and Beis Hillel says it's kosher. What's considered an old sukkah? Beis sukkah yishana. Kol shaso kodem l'chag shloshim yom. If you made it more than 30 days before sukkahs, that's considered already an old sukkah. Why is 30 days so significant? So Rashi points out over here, there's a halacha, and in Megillah we say this as well. There's a halacha that's brought down, that Testament Aleph, beginning of Mishnah. There's a halacha brought down that within 30 days of a holiday, you're supposed to learn about the holiday itself. And we can assume then, if you made it within 30 days, then in all likelihood, you made it l'shem of the discussions that you're having about sukkahs, and therefore it is l'shem schach. More than 30 days before the holiday, you're not talking about sukkahs as much. And therefore, it's a decent chance that you're building a structure that you're not thinking about or talking about yet the holiday of sukkahs, in which case, Beis Shammai might say that it's not l'shem chag, and therefore it's not kosher. Beis Hillel says it's kosher as long as it was l'shem tzel, as long as you made it l'shem protection. It doesn't have to be l'shem chag, but l'shem protection. Aval, they both agree. If it was made the Shem Chag of Sukkot, afil mitchilas hashana, even if it was almost a year ago, if you made the Shem Chag almost a year ago, it would be considered a kosher Sukkot. Again, according to Beis Hillel, you don't even need that. You just need to be the Shem Tzel, not the Shem Chag. According to Beis Shammai, it has to be the Shem Chag. We can assume.
In your mind,
you put it. Yeah, you built it for the purpose of shade. As opposed to tzniyah, so it's purpose of shade. So according to Beis Hillel, all you need.
Nowadays, it's like someone building a pergola.
Something a pergola was, because since it's on top, it's only providing shade for you. It's not providing protection from, it's not tzniyah. You're not worried about drones coming into your property. Yeah, that's what you have walls for. Uh-huh. Usually the stuff on top is in order for the purpose of shade. So if you had a pergola on top of yours, it wouldn't be enough schach, because it's too many holes in it probably. But as long as you added to that, that could be considered part of the process. Now the question we had last time was, can you keep it the entire year long? That's a separate question, which we may have to pick up and put back down again. Even though it's the shame schach, is there, or the shame shade, is there a statute of limitations of how long you'd have it? Can I build a sukkah 2 years in advance? I'm going to come back here 2 years from now. Can I build it now and live it 2 years ago? But the Mishnah doesn't say. It only says even the beginning of the year, which seems to make us think for a minute that maybe you can't go more than a year, but I don't know why you wouldn't be able to. In theory, once you build on the shame sale, according to Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai, if you do the shame chag or the shame sale, according to Beis Hillel, shame chag, according to Beis Shammai, I'm not sure why you'd ever not be able to use it for the Chag of Sukkot. Those are the Mishnah we have right now. The Mishnah we have, again, is Beis Hillel versus Beis Shammai. Beis Shammai holds, it's got to be L'Shem Chag. Beis Hillel says it can be L'Shem Tzel. That's enough. Within 30 days, according to everyone, it should be fine. Rashi points out the reason why is because we assume within 30 days you're learning Hilchos Sukkah. When you make it, you're making L'Shem Chag. Before 30 days, they're not necessarily learning L'Shem Sukkah. Therefore, Beis Shammai says you'd be lacking in L'Shem Chag, which Beis Hillel doesn't require anyways. Beis Shammai says, if you happen to have l'shem chag, whenever you make it, it should be kosher as well. Again, is it beyond the year or not? Unclear. The Mishnah sounds like it's not like that, but I'm not sure why it could have to be within the year. Okay, the Gemara wants to know, why is the machlokes based on? My time with the Beis Shammai. Why does Beis Shammai say that it has to be l'shem chag and l'shem tzel is not enough? So the Gemara, Amakra, says, Napasuk, chag asukos shivas yamim l'shem. Chag asukos l'shem, sukkah asu l'shem chag ba'inan. It has to be a sukkah that was chag, a sukkah that was made for the shem chag. As the Rashi explains it, sukkah is l'ashem, l'shem mitzvah of melech, l'shem chag, for the purpose of the commandment that God gave us, which is to live in a sukkah. If it's just for the sake of shade, that will not suffice according to Beis Shammai. Chag of sukkos l'ashem. It's got to be a chag that was, the sukkah that was built for the chag of the Kodesh Baruch Hu. However, Beis Hillel, what do they say about the pasuk? The pasuk sounds like it has to be l'shem chag. No, they say, who be by lay the Rav Sheshes? That puzzle is used for Rav Sheshes' din. That Rav Sheshes holds, Mishum Rabbi Kiva, minayin la'atze sukkah sha'asurun kol shiva. How do you know that you cannot use the wood of a sukkah, meaning the topic is probably the schach, probably. You know, you can't use the wood of the schach, the wood of the sukkah, is usher the entire 7 days. It's considered off limits for a person to take advantage of. You can't break a piece off and use it as a toothpick for your teeth or anything else for that matter. Talmud Lomer, it says in the pasuk, Chag Sukkos Shivas Yamim LaShem. So how do you see anything from there? B'tanya Yehuda ben Maseir Omer. Yehuda ben Maseir teaches us. What's that supposed to show us? K'shem Shechal Shem Shemayim Al Chagiga. Just like Shem Shemayim is Chal on the Chagiga. What this means, if according to Rashi, it means as follows. When you offer a Rashi, Al Chagiga, Shalmei Chagiga, you offer Korban Shlomim to celebrate the holiday. Shem Shemayim is on that Korban. You can't use it. You can't enjoy it until after you Hakdara Zimur, until you burned the fats and the limbs, then only then can you enjoy the korban afterwards. But you have to wait until it's served, until it's done its time, until it's been properly offered. Just like you have to wait for the chagiga for it to be finished being offered, so too when you build a sukkah, you have to wait for it to be finished to take advantage of it and enjoy its the pleasure that it might offer you. And therefore, looking back at the Gemara now.
Is that the same idea as we had in at the beginning of the shiur, which I think was probably
second pair, yeah.
About that the sukkah's going to last for 7 days, because there's another opinion where sukkah doesn't need to last for 7 days.
Good, so we'll see, actually we'll kind of bring up a little bit over here as well, good. So over here we say, K'shem Shechal Shishamayim, just like Shem Shemayim is Chal Nechagiga, until you finish the sacrificial part and the burning of the limbs and the fats of the Korban Chagiga, the Korban Shlomim, Kach similarly, Chal Shishamayim al sukkah. We also are going to compare it to the sukkah. Why? Shneimar says in the pasuk we quoted above, Chagasukos Shivasim Lashem, Machag Lashem, Afsuk Lashem. We're comparing Chag to sukkah. Chag over here refers to the Korban Chagiga. Sukkah is our sukkah. The same way that the Chag, the Chagiga, has a point when you can't take it yet. You have to wait until it's done its proper avoda. So the sukkah similarly has to wait its time out before you can take advantage of it, which is its 7 day period of time. That's why Beis Hillel doesn't use the pasuk of Chag Shivasim Lashem, teaching that you need the Shem Chag. So therefore, right now, this one pasuk, Beis Shammai explained it to be that the source for his din has to be the Shem Chag. Beis Hillel, what are you talking about? The pasuk is something else. The pasuk over here is teaching you that you can't enjoy this sukkah for your own personal benefit until the 7 days have passed, like the Chagiga, the Korban Shlomim. We compare the two of them together. So Gemara over here points out that's a good limud Beis Hillel has also. They both make a lot of sense. But the question is, how does Beis Shammai not learn that pasuk that Beis Hillel learns it out for? He agrees with the din. That din is accepted universally. You cannot use a sukkah for your own personal benefit until time is up. And that pasuk is Beis Hillel pasuk. Doesn't Beis Shammai need the pasuk for the same thing also, says the Gemara? Beis Shammai also should require this pasuk to be used for this teaching. Just like a chagiga is off limits, so too the sukkah should be off limits for the entirety of the 7 days. If you use it for that, and the pasuk is spent. You can't use it for the pasuk you used it for earlier. Teacher, you need to make it the shame chag. Where it says, Ein achanami in, you're right, achanami, this is awesome. Meaning we need, Beis Shammai also would require this pasuk, like Beis Hillel required it, to tell you cannot use the sukkah for 7 days. You have to leave it serving its purpose of kedusha, like the chagiga cannot be benefited from personally until it's done. So to the sukkah can't be benefited personally until it's done. Beis Shammai really does need that pasuk in there for that as well. So Beis Shammai is back to square one again. Hakanami, we need this also the way that we just described for Beis Hillel. Beis Shammai needs it for the same reason. So now we're back to square one. We lost our pasuk. That's the case. Elamai time to Beis Shammai. What's the reason for Beis Shammai then? What's the svar of Beis Shammai? So Ksiv Krachrin is another pasuk that says, B'chaga sukos tasa l'cha shivas yamim. B'chaga sukos, you make it for yourself shivas yamim. What do we see over here? What does it show you over here? So over here, the way that that Rashi explains it, he says, Chagos sukos tase. Sukos tase l'chag. That's what he reads over here. He says, sukkah, you must make it l'chag. Chagos tase, make the sukkah, make it l'chag. That's how the Rashi explains this limud. You have to make the sukkah l'shem chag, not l'shem tsev, not l'shem shade only, l'shem chag. And therefore, if you don't make l'shem chag for 7 days, then it's not going to be a kosher sukkah. It's got to be done, not l'shem tsev, but l'shem chag. That's Beis Shammai's pasuk. It's a good source. What does Beis Hillel do with that pasuk? So Beis Hillel said, Beis Hillel, ahu bailei la'os in sukkah b'chol shamoed. What do we learn from that pasuk? According to Beis Hillel, that pasuk teaches you that you can make the sukkah all 7 days, which means at any point in time, if you missed the day of sukkah, so you didn't build the first sukkah on the first day, make it during chol shamoed, make it for the 2nd day's coming up. Meaning you can make a sukkah at any point you want in the holiday. And that pasuk is the source for that din. Now, 1 second. So they use it for it. How about Beis Shammai? What do they say about that? So, Gemara over here says, this is where our back and forth is going to end. They don't hold by the din. Beis Shammai holds The Amar ain't no sukkah b'chol shel moed. Rebbe Elazar holds we do not make a sukkah on chol moed, and therefore there is no such din. If you didn't make a sukkah on the first day, Rebbe Elazar holds you have to have a 7 days. What Darren said earlier on, you need a sukkah that's a 7 day sukkah, and if you miss the first day, you can't build it anymore. Rebbe Elazar also held, remember in the second parak, you couldn't leave your sukkah. You had two wives in Tzipori and Tver, you couldn't go from sukkah to sukkah. You had to stay one sukkah for 7 days. If you didn't build the first day, you can't build it the next 7 days. It's over. It's too late. So Beis Shammai holds. So what Beis Hill learns from that single pasuk, Beis Shammai doesn't hold by. Therefore, there's a pasuk available for Beis Shammai. And the pasuk was used, L'shem Chag, I mean L'shem Chag. What Beis Shammai learns the pasuk, what Beis Hill doesn't agree with, because that pasuk uses it to tell you can build a sukkah even during Chol HaMoed. And therefore, they have a single pasuk, they learn different ways, and that's what different halacha we have. That's our Mishnah. Mishnah would say Beis Shammai says you have to have L'shem Chag, and Beis Hill will hold, as long as L'shem Tzel, that's all you need, that's enough. Let's quickly recap what you just said. And when we will stop with this. We have the Mishnah, Beis Hill versus Beis Shammai. And it's talking about a sukkah yishena, what's considered an old sukkah? Yishena, old sukkah. Again, we deposit an old sukkah would be a 30-day old sukkah. The reason why 30 days is significant is because that's the time people are learning halachos of the coming chag, and therefore they learn about sukkah. If they build a sukkah, assume it's for the same chag. Beyond 30 days, we assume it's not the same chag. Beis Hill doesn't care, because the same sale, it's all you need. Beis Shammai says, you need the same chag. If, however, you were to have the same chag, even within almost a year beforehand, that would be enough. We then had, what's the reason of Beis Shammai? We quoted a pasuk, Chag HaSukkos L'Hashem. The sukkah has to be L'Shem Chag, Rashi over here, L'Hashem, L'Tzivoy HaMelech. Beis Hill says that's not what the pasuk is telling you. The pasuk is telling you over there, it's comparing a Chag, a Chagiga, to the sukkah. Same with the sukkah, same with the Chagiga. You cannot enjoy it until you finish the avoda of the burning of the limbs and the fats. So too, you can't enjoy the sukkah for your own benefit, the Eitz Atzei Sukkah, the wood of the sukkah, the Tzach of the sukkah, until you've gone through the holiday of sukkahs. All right, Beis Shammai said also, good point. Scratch the whole pasuk. What's Beis Shammai's source? Chagigos Taaseh, which means make the sukkah for the chag. That's the Beis Shammai holds it. Beis Shammai says that's not what it means. What does it mean? It means you can even make a sukkah on the chag. For all 7 days you make a sukkah, even Chol HaMoed. And Beis Shammai argues, oh, they're like Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Eliezer holds, you can't make it Chol HaMoed, and therefore that pasuk is used by Beis Shammai to tell you you have to make the same chag. Beis Shammai argues, because the pasuk is used for something else, that you're allowed to even build it during these 7 days, as we'll stop over here. Towards the end of Tesim and Aleph, let's do some Chazara on this part of the Gemara. Three questions, yeah.